Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with livestock market economist Dr. Glenn Tonser talking alternative meat protein in just a moment. Checking in on the Beef Checkoff. Joining us today, Heather Buckmaster with the Oklahoma Beef Council. Heather, the beef industry regularly interacts with media outlets across the country, providing reporters with the latest nutritional facts on beef, often in person, but recently via satellite. Tell us about that.
Absolutely. Through Beef Checkoff funding, the Beef It's What's for Tenor team recently hosted a satellite media tour. A satellite media tour is a series of television and radio interviews done via satellite on a particular topic.
And I understand recently one of those topics focusing on the value of animal protein.
For this event, a dietitian and food influencers were interviewed by 28 TV and radio stations across the country about the importance of animal protein, and especially beef, for building muscle and performing at a high level physically. The interviews, both live and taped, started airing immediately and continued for a few weeks. The reach of these interviews is expected to be more than 25 million people.
And learn more about how your Beef Checkoff dollars are being used at oklabeef.org. Talking alternative meat protein today with livestock market economist Dr. Glenn Tonser. Some folks like to call it fake meat. Dr. Tonser says right now there are a substantial number of plant-based meat alternatives. In general, he says, they are more expensive than the real thing.
There are several particularly plant-based protein products that are on the market, both in the food service restaurant channel as well as the retail grocery channel. Beyond Meat, Impossible Burger, you have several of these that are more well-recognized than others, but there's actually a long list of these products. Most of those products, particularly through the retail grocery store channel, they're sold at a much higher price than traditional beef products. And one of the examples I gave last week at that talk was BLS, Bureau of Labor Statistics, puts out the month of September ground beef price across the U.S. was, I believe, like $4.40 or $4.45, something around that $4.40, $4.50 per pound price, where most of these other products are 2 or 3x that price. So you're talking a substantial price premium. Nobody's forcing anybody to pay that, but that's the asking price, and they are selling some products for that. So there's a big price differential. So those that are most price sensitive and probably the lower income segments are not the target market in the short term, is one thing you take from that. There have been a few studies done. There's more economic work that needs to be done for sure. And I'm sincere on that. There's an awful lot of economic questions yet to be answered. But what we do see so far is higher income, those that label themselves as vegan or vegetarian tend to be the most often interested parties in purchasing these products. Yet, I will note, I've shared, I think, flexitarians, which is the segment of the population that is sympathetic to vegan and vegetarian diet styles but still eats meat sometimes, probably not as often as yours truly does, but nonetheless, so they're not 100% anti-meat and milk and egg products, but they try not to eat them as regularly as the Tonser household does, to make my point. I think the flexitarian group is a rational next target for these products. And the reason I highlight that and I share it with traditional livestock audiences is there is a sizable portion of the U.S. population that self-identifies as flexitarian. So it's a pretty small segment that's vegan and vegetarian. Depending on whose estimate you use, that's 3 to 6% of the U.S. population. Flexitarians, some would estimate, up to a third of the U.S. population. So the reason that matters, of course, is the eligible target market potentially goes from 5% to maybe 40%, and therefore the relevancy of these products becomes more important if the typical flexitarian is willing to make a switch.
Now, down the road, Dr. Tonser says if these plant-based meat substitutes become more economical, he sees a day where there could be a regular use for them in the existing ground beef marketplace.
We import a lot of lean product from other countries, so Australia, New Zealand, other countries, and we mix it with less lean product here in the U.S., particularly from steers and heifers, to hit a given fat and lean target mix in a ground beef product. There's lots of economic reasons we do that. I won't bore us with. It's just optimal to do that from an economist's perspective. I could envision a world in the future where these alternative products, alternative protein products that is, are more readily available and cheaper than they are today, and they became a new source of highly lean protein that goes into those ground products. Mm-hmm. We're already seeing a few current major protein companies in the U.S. do blends of plant-based protein with live animal-based. That's occurring. I was basically saying I think it's going to speed up and do more of that. As the price of these alternatives comes down, that seems fairly likely to me. And I highlighted it in our trade discussion because it has a direct impact, if I'm correct on that, on it will reduce the volume we import of highly lean because we'll substitute the source of that highly lean here at home, and probably has notable implications for the general politics of trade, because a lot of trade discussions are around net export, where you account for both what you import and export and say, are we exporting more than we're importing?
So Dr. Tonser says it's appropriate for those in the beef business to be monitoring these plant-based meat substitutes. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
The Tulsa Farm Show is back December 12th through 14th at the River Spirit Expo. This year's sponsor, Oklahoma Farm Bureau, and over 370 exhibitors will feature the latest in farm and ranch equipment and services, along with cattle equipment demos and daily horse training seminars by Craig Cameron. Kick off your day with free coffee and cookies and enter to win $1,000 in show bucks each day at 1 o'clock. Visit TulsaFarmShow.com for details and to view the interactive show floor plan. Show hours 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., 4 p.m. Saturday. Admission and parking are free.
Previous Beef Buzz shows up on our website at OklahomaFarmReport.com. Click on Beef Buzz on the left-hand column of any page. I'm Ron Hayes.